Let's analyze a bit more. What happens when a ship heels? On your screen you can see again, the waterline and the centerline. The weight and buoyancy. The initial and final center of buoyancy. And GM. Notice that the movement of center of buoyancy from B1 to B2 made buoyancy to act not directly below the weight force, thus creating a rotational force, or the riding arm GZ. For now, GZ tends to turn the ship back to its upright position, towards the equilibrium.